KX93.5 Mornings with Ed. And such a great morning has gotten even better now. We were a little worried on the road here. I was like, okay, well, I know it's going to be, it's like the worst storm of the season. And here we've got Talker just driving miles and miles in the storm. I've got Celeste. Your name Talker because we butcher your last right. name. Is it Talker? Is it pronounced Talker?
It's pronounced Tosher, but in true fashion, we're being true to the Talker theme, right? No one knows how to say it, so.
I swear, all week long, I've been looking at the name, and it's exactly as it says. As you say it, right. I go, wow, I've been stupid. Tosha.
Right.
Talker.
But that's been the whole thing my whole life. You didn't say Tosher, which has been one of them. So.
Right. I decided to leave that one aside and not be so dumb. So, Celeste Talker, welcome into the studio today.
Thank you. Yeah. And
now, first, let's get a traffic report from you. So
there's a lot going on.
you took the freeway and then got off on the 133, right?
Yeah.
So you were just excited because you were
so happy. I had been, it had me going around through like Pasadena and like Covina and all the way that way
right.
to avoid the coast. And I was so excited. And then the roads were closed. So you just took a little detour, saw some more sights.
They turned her around on the canyon at El Toro, and she was so close to being here.
So close.
But you took Newport Coast to the Coast Highway, and here you are.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we could not be happier that you're here and that you're safe.
Yeah.
All right. You're a fascinating artist, and I'm not even kidding when I tell you the last week or so that I've been pulling information about you and music. Yeah, this is a totally cool thing, man.
You're a great
artist. You've got an EP coming out on February 27th, right?
22nd.
The 22nd?
Yes.
Okay, now that's the horror films EP.
Yes.
Okay, now you've got a release show on the 27th over at the Hi-Hat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great place to play.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. It's just like a good vibe and good sound.
It is. You know what? Hi-Hat is one of the greatest sounds in LA. Mm-hmm. And as far as LA clubs go, I love the sound out of the Hi-Hat. Your first song out of the gate was a song called Collateral Damage.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Collateral Damage, I can't stop watching the video.
Oh, awesome.
I'm not kidding. The music is fantastic, and you cut the perfect video for the song.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
What was the genesis of the writing of that song? How did that song come about?
Yeah, I mean, that one, it's kind of cool because that was actually one of the later songs to be written out of everything that's on the EP.
Right.
You know, I mean, with your first release, it's always like you have like so much time to build it up, and then the next ones, you're like, oh, shoot. But I had spent a lot of time, like, obviously I knew that I was doing a solo project and working on all this stuff, but I didn't really know exactly sonically how that was going to feel. Obviously I'm very into alternative and indie rock also, you know, with pop influence and everything, but I had no idea what that actually looked like.
Right.
And then Collateral Damage was kind of the moment where it all came together, where it was like, okay, this is...
Right.
This song is cool. And this is how we can do it and whatever, you know.
I found my lane.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of, right. Exactly. And it was definitely, obviously, it's a very like passionate song. I was really mad. So the writing was very natural and it just felt right. So.
Right. And it solidified, I'm guessing, the direction you wanted to take, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, cool. And you co-wrote that with April Bender?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. She's an amazing writer.
I noticed April didn't make the drive today.
No, thanks
a lot, April. Thanks.
Yeah, she's a phenomenal songwriter and works with a lot of really cool artists. So.
Fantastic. Now, at the end of the video, I'm not sure if it's at the end of the video or in a Facebook post, but you thanked all the emotionally manipulative people that have been in your life for that song.
Yeah.
So did you feel a little manipulated emotionally?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think it's just... you know, part of life that you're going to deal with those types of people sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, luckily, I think for the most part, I try to surround myself with some good people and it's all good for the most part. And obviously the other songs aren't necessarily about that exactly. But yeah, just like, I don't know. This song came from people who, a specific person, but I think, you know, can be translated to anyone who... Right. Just like can't be happy and needs to drag you down with them and make sure you're miserable too. It works sometimes.
I think we've all had that in our lives.
Yeah.
Now, are you the type of person that learns just all it takes is once and you learn, or do you have to get beaten over the head with it a couple of times?
I think somewhere in the middle, definitely. I'm an empath and I definitely try to see the best in people and not necessarily make excuses, but be like, okay, you know, like I could totally be like that too. Sometimes maybe, I don't know. I could see it from your perspective. Yeah, that particular scenario dragged out way too long.
Well, let's take a listen to Collateral Damage right now. And if you have an opportunity, check out the video for this song when possible. Magnificent video, and I'd like to talk about it when we get out of this. All right, so here we have Talker, and Collateral Damage is the song. KX93.5 live in our Pearl Street studios.
You want someone to say.
Talker, Collateral Damage. We're live in studio with Celeste Talker.
Yeah.
I love that song. I told you I've been on it all week long. Yeah, very apt description of that type of personality and the things that they do to you.
Yeah.
Beautifully written. Good stuff
Thank
there.
You so much.
Now, you pour yourself into your writing. You're vulnerable. You're extremely vulnerable in a lot of your writing.
Yeah.
Can we talk about changes for a minute? Okay. I skipped ahead. I actually want to go back to the video of Collateral Damage just for a second, if I may.
Yeah, yeah.
The video, in case you haven't seen it yet, by the way, I'm describing this for the audience. In case you haven't seen the video yet, she's essentially sitting on a stool and the words are masking tape over your mouth.
Yeah.
And somehow toward three quarters into the song, toward the end of the song, you found the strength to rip the tape off. And is that a freedom thing? Is that
totally.
All right.
Yeah.
I found that really cool. I did.
Thank
I thought
you.
That was good. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. But, you know, ripping the tape off after every word was very painful.
I would imagine so. No more hair on the top lip
pretty
here,
much.
No matter what,
yeah.
Man. It's gone, I'll tell you that. But yeah, great song. So Changes is another song on the EP.
Yeah.
Changes, it deals with your bad habits, some anxieties you might have. And tell me about Changes and what made you sit down and write it?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because that song was actually a very different iteration of that song, but that song was the first one that was written for this EP without knowing that it was going to be written for this EP.
Right.
My close collaborator, Dan Sadin, he and I, we had just met at like a writer's meetup thing, and we're like, let's get together and write, because that's what you do in LA, even if you have no idea what it's for. And we worked on a version of Changes that was very different and very much like, you know, we don't know who this would be for or what it would be. And the song kind of stuck with us. And I was like, I want to rework this and work on it for myself. And it was interesting coming back to it because the theme of Changes in the context of the song of like trying to break those habits and trying to make some sort of change that would be remotely helpful, you know, it was the same theme, but kind of wrapped in a different package. And so I was, you know, I had been feeling it in terms of a relationship when we started writing it. And then, you know, 2 years later coming back to it, it was more of an internal reflection and, you know, at the time I was going, not to say there were changes, but I was going through a lot of them.
No, you can and, say it.
and was simultaneously trying to hold on to whatever grasp of myself I had, but also realizing, yeah, like I do deal with a lot of anxiety and I don't know that that's necessarily a quote unquote bad habit because it's so much more complicated than that. And everybody has their own version of that kind of issue. But trying to like rationalize it and trying to see how I could possibly like work on some of the issues or, you know,
sometimes that anxiety keeps you focused a little bit. Sometimes that anxiety narrows the focus a little bit, but sometimes it throws you into a change.
Totally. Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean
to. But exactly. So yeah, really trying to examine that. And, I don't know. I think the song it's for me, it's the type of thing where it doesn't answer any questions, but I don't think a song has to always answer the question.
Right.
You know, it's more just like, this is a thing and I don't really have any answers, but I can relate to you and commiserate with you, you know?
right.
Yeah.
Don't look to me for answers, just bounce it off me.
Right. Yeah?
Now, you mentioned Dan a little bit earlier. Is Dan a member of the Friendship Band?
Yeah, so I don't think that he is playing with Friendship anymore, but, you know, all good things. He's just focused on his project. But he has done a lot with Friendship.
Okay, and so have you. You sang to a crowded house at Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
Man, I think to myself, what must that feel like, man? Just
It's really, I mean, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's just so fun at the end of the day. I love performing, and I think both with my project and playing with other artists like Friendship, like playing live is where the music really comes to life, honestly.
And all the critics who have seen you play live say you kill it live. You just kill it live.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's great. It's fun.
Yeah, you get into a zone right before you go. Yeah, there's got to be that zone because when you're successful in front of an audience, yeah, man, you got it.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I think you get into this mentality where it's second nature and you're just in it. Because if you're not fully in the moment, you're going to totally
agree. Agreed. Let's hear Changes. All right. In case you're just joining us, and I can't believe she made the drive all the way from Los Angeles and didn't even have anyone in the carpool lane with her. This is Celeste Tucker, and this song is called Changes.
Everything is a habit if you do. It's too late to wake up, and I act like it's perfect. So easy when I sink into place, but I'm trapped in a panic. My crumbling spine that's suspended in retrograde.
The song is Changes. The artist is Talker. And we are fortunate to have Celeste Talker in the studio with us. Kind of dark.
Yeah.
Your stuff, and it's beautiful, but you're a little on the dark side. You lean on the dark side a little bit.
Definitely.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. No, okay, all right. Now, obviously, and in case you're just joining us, we're talking to Celeste from Talker, who has a new EP coming out on the 22nd of February. And that EP release show is on the 27th at the Hi-Hat in Los Angeles. Make sure no matter what you do, on the 27th, you take time to see this person live. Talker is an amazing live performer and some great new music that you're going to be hearing at that show as well. Let's talk about Intimidated.
Yeah.
Intimidated is a song that I've heard. It's probably the most popular of the three so far that we've heard. Tell me about Intimidated. What was... I can already tell the answer. You're always at the edge of the seat right now. Tell me about Intimidated.
I just talk a lot, honestly. That's more what it is. This song, it's one of two on the EP that I wrote completely by myself. And, you know, obviously, ultimately worked with Dan again on production and definitely had collaborative ideas, but it was very much like my spilling of my emotion in my bedroom and writing as if I was like still like, you know, in high school writing songs in my bedroom. And that is such a rare thing. Once you're like in the music industry and writing and doing sessions and all this stuff, it's very like calculated and there's an end goal, and that's fine, you know, and a lot of great stuff comes out of that. But this was a moment where I was just feeling a lot of emotions. And so I wrote a song. And yeah, I think, you know, this is in the context of a relationship, but I think it could relate to anyone's situation of just feeling like you're always kind of messing things up and just getting in your head and creating problems that aren't there. So
when you, let's say you wrote this on your own, when you have a project that you're on your own, you're alone with in the writing of this project, and you're focused on a goal and you have a vision for what you're writing, I can kind of almost see the vision that you're seeing. What happens? How do you handle having to reshape it or reimagine it? Because I'm sure that has to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I try to stay pretty open because I know that while I do have a vision, I'm not always going to have the best idea. You know, maybe if I bring in, you know, another producer or another writer, you know, that'll help open it up and make it something really cool. So I honestly don't have that much trouble like getting input from other people. With Intimidated, this is pretty much how I heard it in my head immediately.
Right.
And it just kind of made sense and it worked. And I brought it to my band. We actually played it live at a show before I even started working with production. Cause I was like, I just wrote this song and I want to play it at the show. Sorry guys, here's a new song.
Learn it.
Yeah, exactly. And so it really, this one was very natural. It all just kind of clicked.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to play it in just a couple of seconds. Again, if you're just joining us at our Pearl Street Studios, we're live with Celeste and Talker. She has a new EP coming out. It's called Horror Films. And I could not be more satisfied with the music on this EP. I really can't. This is just wonderful stuff, and our listeners are loving it as well. So let's hear Intimidated. This is Talker, Intimidated.
Yeah.
KX93.5. That's good stuff. That's Talker and Intimidated. We are live in studio with Celeste. And what a great song.
Thank you so much. I just can't
get enough of it. I can't get enough of how cool your writing is. It's the writing that really just drives the music, man. No, thank you. On behalf of all of us, thank you. Does the name Julian Baker ring a bell?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of get that sense a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of
I'm obsessed with her.
Oh, all right, well, excellent. All right, cool. Give me some of your influences. Who musically were you listening to growing up?
Yeah, I mean, obviously everything. A huge, you know, mix of a lot of stuff.
You made a good point when we were off air about genre.
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that nowadays, because there's so much music being made and also it's just easier to have like cool sounds and just do everything yourself.
Right.
Genre is so, I think it's very irrelevant at this point. I mean, because for example, like alternative, what does that even mean? You know, or pop, I don't know. So I like, it's a good frame of reference for people to have some sort of idea what they're getting themselves into when they listen to my music.
Right.
But I don't know. I want to just write stuff that is catchy and has some grit to it and we'll call it a day.
Right. It's got something for everybody.
Yeah.
It has a little something for all genres,
if you will. Totally.
Which I absolutely love. So let's talk about, there's a Led Zeppelin thing happening in your vibe. There's a U2 thing happening in your vibe. I also hear some Nirvana in there. You've got the coolest vibe there, man.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, my parents are very musical in their own right. You know, they're just playing for fun, but definitely big music fans and had me listening to a lot of rock, a lot of, honestly, a lot of Nirvana and a lot of U2 and a lot, you know, I mean, I was born in the 90s and then that was, you know, their world that they were listening to at the time. And so a lot of that and just kind of continuing down that path.
So you were in the car seat, back seat of the car, playing a little air guitar to Nirvana.
I was in the womb doing that.
It started early, really. Now, speaking of starting early, when was the first time you picked up an instrument?
So I actually started learning the piano I think I was like 4 years old, and my dad taught me.
That's cool.
Which was really cool, yeah. You know, and somehow that worked. Somehow I didn't like throw a tantrum every single time. But yeah, I started playing piano and keys and everything when I was 4, and then guitar a couple years later some point.
Now, having learned piano first, was guitar fairly easy to pick up?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Like having some sort of musical background and being able to have a good ear for everything is super helpful. And that's helped me pick up other instruments that I just kind of dabble on, you know, throughout.
Right.
But it's such a different mindset and visually, I think very linear.
Right.
And at the piano, like if I sit down on a piano, I can like improvise, I can do all this stuff. And guitar, I'm more like, okay, what is it that I'm playing?
Right.
You know,
you have to be more structured, you feel.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can play neither, by the way. As a kid, my parents got me piano lessons. I went to one lesson, and then when I went back for the second lesson, my piano teacher moved. That's how bad I was as a piano student.
Oh my gosh.
So, are you a skater? Do you skateboard?
Gosh. No. And I really wanted to because I was obsessed with Avril Lavigne when I was like 8 years old, and I got a rocket power skateboard and I went to one girls skate camp and I skinned my elbows. So I never went back.
A trooper, a real trooper on a skateboard. That's hilarious. Now you also know, you don't just play the piano and the guitar. Tell us what else you play.
I play the cello.
That's the greatest instrument on earth.
It's beautiful. Honestly, I wish I had more opportunities to play it.
Right. They're just so damn big.
Well, they're big. And also, I mean, it's cool. Like you can record it and put it into, you know, whatever genre of music you want. And that's cool. Right. However, like how often am I actually doing that? You know, so I don't even have my cello down here. And whenever I have an opportunity to play one, I love it and I do. But I was really into it through like high school and early college.
And it's hard to get it into the overhead compartment of an airplane.
Yeah, you know,
so it's hard.
Most convenient.
Hard to travel with.
Yeah.
So on February 27th, in case you're just joining us again, on February 27th at the Hi-Hat is the Horror Films EP release show. You are with Collier, Emma Cole, Beck, Pete Page, Nikki Black, and Iron Point. That's a great lineup.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great lineup.
Yeah, it's going to be really sick.
I think so. I think it'll be cool. Hopefully it stays dry. Hopefully it'll be dry by then. We'll have dried out. So the horror films EP that we're releasing on the 22nd, there's a single on it titled Horror Films.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, am I crazy in saying that it's kind of like a creepy love song? Is that the wrong way to describe it?
No, that's pretty much right.
tell us about that. Tell us.
I don't know. I mean, it didn't start out intentionally creepy. Like, I'm not trying to creep on someone, but it's more just the content of it. Yeah. It's kind of about the moment when you're ready to get past that first initial phase with someone, you know, and you want to see kind of, the darker side of their mind, or like what secrets or deep fears that they have, you know, kind of opening that up. And I'm sure, as you can probably tell, I'm like the first one to blurt anything out.
I hadn't noticed.
And so kind of wanting to, kind of drag that person down with you, but like in a good way, how we were talking about earlier.
It's more like dragging someone across a finish line.
Exactly.
It's like helping them across the finish line.
Exactly. So just kind of about that and seeing that other side to someone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I guess the best way to describe this, or the best way to ask this question, is the horror films, the title of the EP. Did you come up with that on your own? I mean, is that like yours? You thought, these songs, horror films.
Kind of. I mean, it was definitely something where it was a combination of, obviously it's a song on the EP. And I think it's a good, like you said, everything is kind of dark. Right. And it just feels like, the song itself, like I said, is about showing that dark side and opening up like that. And I think the whole EP also does that. Like that EP is me doing that and opening up and trying to show that side of things. And so I think it's a good, good like umbrella term for all of the songs and
it covers everything.
It just sounds cool. People are like, "Ooh, what's that?"
It really does. It really does. And I can't wait to see the cover of the EP because I'm excited to see what that cover is going to look like. So we've been talking to Talker. Her name is Celeste Talker.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for not beating me up on the pronunciation there. Who on February 27th is at the Hi-Hat, along with Collier, Emma Cole, Beck, Pete Page, Nikki Black, Iron Point. Be sure and catch that show. But more importantly, on the 22nd is the release of that very same EP. Where can we find you on social media?
Everything is at Talker Celeste.
Convenient.
There you go.
Thank you for being in. My goodness, that's so convenient.
Try to make it easy.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I'd love to have you back.
Yeah.
Where do you see the future happening after February 27th and we do the release? Where do you see yourself?
Right now it's tunnel vision.
Right.
I mean, I just want to keep putting out music. I'm trying to keep, any momentum and growth that I've had. I'm trying to keep that going and I've been writing a lot, and obviously I'm super excited to put the EP out, but I've also been sitting on these songs for so long that I'm excited to be putting out some of the newer stuff too. Right. So hopefully, another song by the summer and just keep pumping it out and playing shows and growing.
Absolutely digging it. Absolutely digging it. Our Pearl Street Studios, where our guest today was Celeste from Talker, and more happy I could not be that she drove through that rain, that storm. Thank you so much for being here this morning. When we're going to have her back, and we're going to strip down some songs and have her play live in studio once we get all the right stuff going here. Celeste, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.